From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Thousands of children and teenagers who hope for a career in front of the camera enroll in classes to help them learn their craft. Academies teach acting and speech and also offer classes in such subject areas as modeling, poise, and confidence. Commentator Maggie Rowe spent 2 years teaching at one of these schools.
Here's the pitch. Do you believe your child is talented? Are you convinced that your child has that one-in-a-million star quality? If so, this is the place for you. Every Saturday, I would hear the pitch coming from the auditorium outside my classroom. I would hear my boss, Franklin, promise the hopeful parents that if their child was selected, we could make that child into a star for only $1,000 a month. Franklin cautioned the parents not to feel bad if their child wasn't selected in the highly competitive audition process. Amazingly, every kid who showed up each Saturday had this one-in-a-million star quality. I justified my involvement in many ways. I said to myself, I'm not part of the deception. I'm just teaching acting classes to kids. I said to myself, this is Beverly Hills. They can afford it. But then one day, one of my students, Maria Gonzalez, told me her parents had gotten in a big fight about her taking classes. Maria said she had heard the commercials on the radio, begged her father to bring her to audition, and that last Saturday he had finally agreed. After her audition, Maria told me that my boss, Franklin, said Maria had that one-in-a-million star quality. All that was needed now was a check for $1,000. Mr. Gonzalez said he was very proud of Maria and knew that she was special, but he didn't know if they could afford $1,000 right now. Franklin said the offer for entrance into the academy expired in 10 minutes, that there were hundreds of little girls out there who would love to take Maria's place. And so Mr. Gonzalez signed a check for $1,000. Maria said when her father told her mother what had happened, her mother was furious. She kept saying over and over, "We can't afford it." After hearing Maria's story, I knew I needed to quit. I saw that I was involved in hoodwinking thousands of unsuspecting, caring parents. And while I was teaching their children to act, to pretend, to fake it, I was the one doing the real deceiving, because I saw for the first time that not only did the pitch capitalize on the desire for fame and glory, it also capitalized on love of a father for a daughter, who to him did have that one-in-a-million star quality.
Maggie Rowe is an actress in Los Angeles.